Hello, welcome, Almost 30 Podcast. What's up? How are you guys? So happy you're here.
So happy. Welcome to the show. I'm Lindsay and this is Krista. We're best friends.
Back at it again.
Yeah, honestly.
We're best friends and we're glad you're here.
We're soul sisters from another mister.
And we're going to talk about it the whole time.
The whole time.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're here. If you're new to the pod, we've had some incredible interviews lately. So I can imagine that we have new audiences from other really, really cool people coming and listening to the show. So first of all, we really appreciate it. And if you don't already know, we started this podcast when we were transitioning from our 20s to our 30s. It's that time that is just kind of like a little funky. You don't exactly know what to do. There's no true plan. We're not taught this in school or by our parents necessarily. So we wanted to just create a place where you can come and feel like you can be yourself and feel supported and have these really honest conversations. And we hope that we also make you laugh a little bit.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome back to all the other people. We are really excited. We've had Jay Shetty on recently, which was so powerful. Bird's Papaya was so fun. Mm-hmm. Mark Groves was incredible. Camila Coelho, Gabby Reese. It's just been Shanae Alexander earlier this week. It's been such a good lineup lately.
Yeah, we're so lucky. Have such good friends. And speaking of good friends, this weekend was a
friend-filled weekend.
A friend-filled weekend.
All outside.
I love it.
Yeah, all outside.
Keeping safe. That's what I love. Like being in LA, I think we're really lucky. There's a lot of space to be outside. But like places...
There's actually not a lot of space.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's space
outside.
Yeah, but...
More so than like a New York.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, compared to New York. We're comparing.
Yes. I'm thinking of Ohio, baby. There's a lot of room. Oh. Ohio's like, where I'm from and there's tons of room.
300 acres to do whatever
honestly,
you want.
There's lots of room. Room is different other places.
But it's reminding me or made me feel good to see businesses be kind of resilient in that mm-hmm. way. You
totally.
Know?
Yeah, we had a bunch of birthdays this weekend. It was really fun.
Yeah. Our friend Danielle Pacenti, mm-hmm. who you all probably know and love. She is your like fitness queen guru mm-hmm. on Instagram. But she had a really fun like poolside outdoor gathering, which was great. It reminded me that I need to do push-ups.
Honestly, dude, she like, I don't know how she gets so motivated. Ooh, she's incredible.
It's
so funny. She texted me yesterday. She's like, everyone's like getting these like serious birthday gifts and I got a tumble track. She got this like inflatable tumble track for her to like do flips on and stuff. I'm like, that's going to be sick reels.
That is sick.
Isn't it sick? But she used to be like a cheerleader fitness. In college. So yeah. She was like killing it. So it's hilarious. But because she's a fitness instructor, everyone there had like major definition.
Major muscle tone.
Tons of tone. They had not, quarantine had not affected their fitness. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It is totally possible. Everyone was so sweet. I was like, wow. Yeah,
The muscles were shining. It was a fit crew. It was like a DP fit crew, pretty much.
DP fit crew.
And then we have Milana Snow, who's like a dear friend of ours. She had her birthday on Saturday and we were in Malibu at Malibu Fig Ranch, which was so cute mm-hmm. and outside. And yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah. I Milana's been on the show as well. So if you don't know who Milana is, you can check out that episode. But she's just been such a, not only powerful friend, but like a healer mm-hmm. in our lives since mm-hmm. the beginning of the podcast. I feel so, so lucky.
Yeah. My favorite game for birthdays is to go around and everyone says what they love about the person. And so we had a good group doing that. It was so funny. Yeah,
that was, it flowed.
It flowed.
Sometimes it doesn't flow. Sometimes you get interrupted. And
so I went first. And so after I went, there was someone next to me who, one of Milana's friends bought their like younger son. So he was like definitely the youngest there. And I was like, all right, your turn. Just kind of like joking. And he's like, don't laugh at me. He literally, everyone was just laughing because I was joking. I was like, all right, your turn. He's like, don't laugh at me. Did you hear him?
No,
you didn't
I did
hear him
not.
Say that?
No.
Me and Justin were rolling. We were like, that was the funniest thing I've ever.
And he was serious.
Hurt, dead serious.
Wow. He's like a serious athlete. So I feel
he's
like
a serious person.
Yeah, serious.
And Justin said too, he was talking to him most of the night. He's like, why do I always get put in those situations where I'm talking to someone for 30 minutes And I could never leave. I'm like, I don't know.
I was talking to him at the end and he's so sweet. But I kept like kind of like backing up because I'm like, we had to go. It was like super, super late and dark out. And I was like, bump, bump. I was like, and he just kept pulling me in and walking towards me. I was like, oh, we're doing the dance.
Oh, we're doing the dance. Oh my God. And it's just, yeah, that was so funny. And then Jess was talking to Leticia forever.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
I know, duh. He's like, me and Leticia were laughing so much. They were talking about his mushroom trip where he fell.
Oh, yes.
And in his eyes, I said, what are you doing? And I like judged him for falling. Did he tell you that story too?
Yeah.
His favorite thing is to be like a victim of my like,
yes,
whatever.
No, I knew I knew what happened, but he was like,
oh God.
Yeah. He just was kind of like, Krista just looked at me and be like,
dude,
you good?
Yes. He said that I looked at him falling on a mushroom trip and said, are you good? Which is so like ridiculous. Like literally he loves to be like a victim of me.
Also, hey man, you were tripping. So she probably didn't say that.
Well, I honestly saw him fall and was like, hey, as an adult, you understand that me freaking out doesn't help the situation.
Yes, 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 yes.
And in my head, I decided I had the moment. I was like, what if this is really bad? And I was like, no, this isn't bad.
Yep.
And then was just like, what? I don't know. That's and then so I said, funny, what dude. Are you doing? Get up. I said, get up. You're get embarrassing up, me. But thank God at that mushroom trip, the shaman was like 6'5".
Yeah, that's what he said.
And thank God he was so big because Justin's so big.
Yes.
I mean, that was freaking crazy. But sure.
Dude, speaking of mushroom trips, I've been having wacky ass dreams where basically in my dream, I'm awake. And then when I close my eyes, I think it's in my dream
because okay.
I don't know if it's lucid or I don't know, but and I close my eyes and I see like
your true colors,
like the geometry, like this, like quote unquote yes. sacred geometry, but it's really like it's almost like what everything is made up of is what I'm understanding it to be, mm-hmm. but like different colors, different patterns. And sometimes it's like dizzying. I'm like, what is happening? And I'm not on anything. And then I asked, I mean, I've had 84 different psychic readings honestly. Recently. So.
And they told me two opposite things about moving, which is comical.
Yeah. It's like, okay. I don't even ask the question anymore. Cause same. I'm like, it's too confusing.
That's why I keep asking just like, what's up with my cats?
Literally. I was like, so I had this dream.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this feels like you're like learning in your dreams. And really it's just about like receiving the information. It's not, you know, you don't have to be actively like kind of translating it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, I don't, you know, that kind of feels true, but I don't really know.
Hi.
And then on Instagram, there was this girl who commented on a live I did with Laura Day on Almost 30. And I guess it's one of Laura's students, part of the circle or whatever. And she's like, hi, Lindsay, I connected with your energy and I just see a lot of like lined paper and like a lot of like mathematics and physics on the paper. And it just feels like you're in a season of like, of intense learning. And I just thought that was like interesting that they said the same thing.
Yeah, that is.
Do I would agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree too. But
also like,
we're always
my energy should say no. I don't want anyone tuning into my energy whenever they want.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, as far as I know, you have to ask permission.
I know. Hey, that's illegal. That's illegal. Ask me permission.
That's illegal. But yeah, that's it. I'm really excited for today's episode with our dear friend, Sarah Merrill.
Yeah, Sarah Merrill. Best body in town.
Best body in town.
That's yeah. what we're going to talk about.
And she's
nice bodies in this whole podcast.
And she's just hilarious. She's just cool. She is the genius and the humor behind Big Kid Problems on Instagram. You probably follow. She also hosts the Big Kid Problems podcast. And I just love the lens through which she observes life.
Yeah. And she creates all her own memes, all her own content. Every single thing you see on Big Kid Problems is hers. And that's really rare in the meme social media world space is to have all original content that you create. So that is one thing that I find so amazing about her. And she talks so much about like this period that we talk about, which is like the 20s and 30s period. So yeah, she's just a gem. She's such a good friend. She's a good person. We talk about how she built Big Kid Problems, but we really just like catch up. This is like a super easy, fun one. We talk about wedding planning, both of our wedding planning, moving, and just really just catch up. So I'm excited for you guys to be like a fly on the wall for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always nice to kind of have a difference in the types of podcasts we put out, because we can have like a really intense, like super valuable get your notebook out podcast. And then this one I really feel like is such a feel good and something you can listen to as you're on your walk or whatnot, feeling less alone. But yeah, just from almost 30, before we get into this episode, we have a lot of really cool things coming up. We have an accelerator, the podcast, the Almost 30 podcast accelerator, which we're excited about. We've been wanting to do this for a long time, and it feels like just the right time. With everything we've learned from building this podcast from the ground up, we wanted to help current podcasters grow and monetize their podcast. And it's a question we get almost every day. And so we've curated this particular accelerator and this experience to support those at that point in their podcasting journey. And we'll just be there to hold their hand and coach them through. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be through application only. So we can just make sure that the group is super curated and ready to really take on all the information and ready to grow and ready to monetize. So that's going to be incredible. That's through Your Podcast Pro. If anyone's interested in starting a podcast, growing a podcast or monetizing one, you can find resources on yourpodcastpro.com. But this accelerator is going to be really, really special, small group. So I'm super excited about that. And then we have new workshops for New Paradigm. So we've been doing New Paradigm this year when we had to transition everything to being digital. And we've had the best workshops, and our new lineup upcoming for the next couple months until the end of the year is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, super powerful. We have Jess, she's the Moon Mother on Instagram. She's going to be digging into human design on purpose and money. We have our friend Danica Breisha, who is the founder of the Self-Care Society. So you know what that workshop is going to be about. It's going to be really, really valuable. We also have Shanae Alexander joining us, and that is going to be on sex and body love. And she's actually bringing her sex therapist. So that's going to be actually the one coming up on the 30th. What else? Ngozi, our friend Ngozi, who's going to be doing a workshop on writing and poetry and creativity and self-love. And this is one that, you know, for me, some of my most valuable healing has been in writing, even though I'm super resistant to it at times. So I'm really excited to have a group for that, just to be able to access that type of expression.
Yeah. And then we have Jenna Reese for breathwork. So Jenna Reese is a breathwork teacher here in Los Angeles. And we had her at a retreat in Malibu, and it was fucking insane. Dude. That was insane. All the girls can attest. They were DMing me this weekend about it, just how powerful that breath work is. So we're going to be doing Wild Hearts breath work. And then last, we have Kiki Robinson, who's been Lindsay and I's healer and teacher this entire year. We see her at least once a month. She is a psychic medium, channeler, healer, basically like 2020 witch.
Yes.
And she does profound work. So that's going to be about channeling, and that's going to be mostly about tarot. So we're going to be learning tarot 101. What is tarot? Where did it come from? How to use tarot, and then how to channel to take your tarot to the next level.
Yeah, I had a tarot reading from her the other day, and it was so powerful and really unique. You know, I've had a bunch of tarot readings, and this one, hands down, was just super, super, the most powerful. So you can find these workshops at almost30.com. And then all the workshops that we've already done, we have available to buy at shopalmost30.com, along with workbooks and other courses and really valuable downloadables. You can just download them right away just to support you in your evolution.
Yep. We got you. Okay, let's enjoy this one with Sarah Merrill of Big Kid Problems. You can find Big Kid Problems on Instagram at Big Kid Problems, on Twitter and all socials. And then Sarah Merrill's podcast is The Big Kid Problems. Enjoy.
Love you. Oh, we're here with Sarah Merrill behind Big Kid Problems. And according to like your new life, we're all just kind of like drooling over your new life of like space and nature. And
I know.
Oh my God.
And just slowing down, being out of the energy. How does it feel to be back in the LA energy?
It feels bad.
I know, honestly.
I'm like, how have you guys been? Do you notice it though? Because you live in it.
It's assaulting.
Yeah. I've been here for like 24 hours and I'm like, holy shit.
Yes. I've had a headache for the past 5 months. I'm like, it's like very dense.
It's dense. And I just feel like people are on edge.
Yes.
There's a lot. It's also like when you moved out of New York. When you go back to New York, you notice the energy right away too.
Totally. But I actually, sometimes when we go back to New York, or at least the last like year, I kind of felt like I could handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I wasn't as affected.
Mm-hmm. Every time I go to New York, I feel differently about it. Like
really?
One time I'm like, puke. And the next time I'm like, wow, this place is heaven.
Yeah.
You know, like you go at the right time of year and it's like where we're, that one time we stayed at Maddie's, it was like Upper East,
right by
the park. It was beautiful weather.
I just thought it was bad. I was like, because we were in like a small apartment.
That's hilarious. Oh yeah, that was bad. But otherwise, it was just beautiful weather.
It was beautiful weather.
And if you catch the vibe of New York at the right time.
And we were in Brooklyn that one time.
Yes.
That was a vibe.
It's just, oh no, the time we're in Brooklyn, whenever I'm in Williamsburg, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just, but otherwise it's like if you catch it at a bad time, you just feel exhausted and tired and all the things.
Yeah.
But here, like when we were looking at, me and Justin are looking at places to move. And when I'm looking, I don't think he's understanding. I'm like, I need to be away from this grid. Like, he's like, oh, but the house is so beautiful and there's a grill out in the back. I can grill. I'm like, I'm not looking for a grill. I'm looking for like peace.
Yeah.
And just being away from, because LA's fucking massive.
Yeah.
It is insane. It's a massive suburb.
Yeah.
It's just tons of suburbs.
There's so many pockets too, though.
Yes.
You know, I feel like wherever you are, it's a totally different vibe too.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Like where you were in Manhattan, so different.
So different.
What was Manhattan Beach like?
Manhattan Beach was really chill, but like too chill.
Yeah.
Almost. Like I was like, oh, everybody's like pushing their toddlers and strollers. Like by 9 p.m., everybody's home. I moved to Manhattan Beach straight from New York. So I was like, this change is a little too slow for me.
Yeah. Thought Manhattan would be like Manhattan.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
What did we do? We worked at your house that one day. Did we do work that day at your house?
I think we did. You guys were there for like 3 hours. We did like 8 combined minutes of work.
Yeah. We're like, let's do a work day.
We were all wearing like crazy hats.
Yeah. Sitting outside because it was like
sun.
Trying to be out. But
oh my God.
I think getting out of LA is like what everyone's doing right now.
I do feel like it is a trend. And I see it in LA and I feel like I see it in New York too. Like people are just realizing, they're like, oh, I don't actually have to be here. Like I can work remotely. I can come visit. You know, it's travel is pretty accessible to a lot of people. So getting out of it, and that's what's nice. It's like I don't live in either city now, but I can go when I want.
Yes.
And when I spend like a week anywhere, I'm like, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go home and chill out.
Literally. Yeah.
What was it like moving to a new city where you really knew no one?
So moving to Nashville was actually easier for me because I had done the move to LA like the year before. Like LA was the first move I did. I had lived in New York for almost 10 years and I moved to LA. And that was the first time like going from like, wow, I have my crew. I have all my favorite spots in New York. And like I moved to LA, didn't know anyone, didn't have anything. That was really hard. Doing it again, going to Nashville, I'm like, phew.
Got
a breeze. Oh, don't have any friends? Cool.
Yeah, honestly, you're like even better.
Yeah. Like in a couple months, it'll change. You know, like I know there's like a light at the end of the tunnel, but doing it the first time was really scary.
Mm-hmm. Especially in a city like LA where it feels like everyone has kind of a community.
Yes.
A thing.
Well,
we met
at that event.
Oh, yeah.
That event. I forget what the event was. Remember?
Yeah,
Was Lindsay there?
Yeah.
And you were sitting somewhere else.
You got sat away from us. And then Krista and I were sitting next to each other. And they had all these like female empowerment exercises. And Krista and I just sat there and talked about like nothing.
I was in like a serious sandwich. And I was like, get me out.
Yes.
They were so serious.
Like, they were like, okay, so what is like one thing that you feel? And we're like, okay. Anyway. like we didn't want to. Sometimes I love that. I'm like, yes, appreciate, please. Create the container for me. And sometimes I'm like, too contrived.
Yeah.
I want freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So we were just fucking around. I mean, we were having the blast.
Yeah. It was great though.
It's
just like, I love when you have like instant connections with friends and it's just like easy. And
that's
you're
just
like,
the goal. for me to leave with one friend.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just need one friend. Yeah. And a person I really like.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. We're friends.
Yeah.
I don't need to have everyone like me. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah. Getting one friend out of an event, huge win.
Huge win. Huge win. Not feeling bad about yourself after an event. Huge win.
Huge win. Not crying after an event.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting one because it was like up in the hills. Remember? That yeah, house was that insane. Was,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That was so interesting. I didn't know why I was there.
Same. I actually don't know how we got invited.
No idea.
No idea. Mm-mm. It was great.
Perfect.
What I've learned about events in general is like there is, and I didn't know this until like kind of until we weren't going to events anymore. There's a strategy in like, so if it's like put on by a brand.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so if I'm really going to be there for like an hour, like I have to make sure that I speak to someone mm-hmm. who's with the brand. Where's the goodie bag? But also like maybe take pictures just in case I'm expected. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
There's so many, I didn't know anything. Did mm-hmm. you know anything about that when you started going to events?
I did only because I come from a PR background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I used to be the person throwing the events
yeah.
and like letting people come.
And trying not to invite people like me who just do yeah. the bare minimum.
That bitch didn't even post one story. Yeah, no. I come from the other side. So it's real nice being on the other side, just showing up late, eating yeah. some snacks, yeah. getting like 3 goodie bags. That's the trick.
Yes. But it is, it's like, but then you have to post and it feels really inauthentic.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's what's hard.
What's interesting about events is it's so not real what's going on. Mm. So you're like, hey, everyone, check out this like cotton candy machine over here. Like, this is amazing. Like, and then it's like, okay. And then you're like, you're just showing them this event. And it's like, why do they care about this event?
They're like, by the way, our new vitamin is
100%.
Like cotton candy vitamin, yeah.
See, I've like never minded posting about that stuff because I'm like, guys, look at the cool shit I'm doing.
I love that.
I'm not home like in my sweatpants. Mm-hmm. Like, this is big. This is big for me.
What's it been like being quarantining with the mans?
Oh, it's actually like we've been thriving.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so funny. I love talking to couples because I feel like everybody has like different experiences. And Brandon, my fiance and I, we are very different people. Like we are kind of polar opposites. And it's just been like really nice. Like we've been jibing. We've been chilling really hard.
What's jibe?
I love jibing.
You guys don't jibe?
Yeah,
like, no, we just like, it's been like really nice. Like the things have started opening back up in Nashville. We're like, we could keep this going. Like, well, we'll do another 5 months. Like, it's fine.
Ours was like, we were thriving at the beginning and now we're like, then we were not thriving and we're fine now. But there was like a definite period of non-thrive.
What was causing just the non-thrive?
Like, let me think about what it was. I actually forget. But usually it's like the same old shit. You know, it's like, what's our issue?
Well, I think Krista like evolves and learns and grows yes. like at a hyper speed. Mm. And so, you know, I think Justin is like just so present and like kind and
yes.
open-hearted. But it's also like, I think...
Yeah, I'm ready.
A therapist.
Yeah, honestly. tell him what our problem is.
But I think it's like, it's very... I don't think it's a root issue where it's going to like break you. It's just like so a part of like the evolution of the relationship. And I think sometimes for the male energy, it's like very hard to like just flow with change.
Yes.
You know? And also in the process, learn something about themselves that could break down what they thought was true about themselves. It's like, it's very hard. It's like very confronting. It's like identity shattering, ego shattering, you know?
Yeah. And I think this year has been so hard for me. It's been one of the hardest years of my life.
I think everyone can
everyone agree. For sure. Yeah, I'm definitely not alone there. And then for him, it's also been hard. So it's also just like both us being in hard places together in a tight space. And the space doesn't feel good anymore. So it's like, oh, we need to like mix this up. And I move so fast. Like I make decisions very fast and Justin doesn't. So it's always like, how can we meet? Like, how can I move at my pace and you not move? And now can we make it work? Like, yeah. So that's like a long-winded way of like not saying anything, but like I can't think of a specific example, but it was actually really hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also too, it's just like, oh, like, it's not sexy to just be fucking at home all the time in your nasty clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
That, you know, that part's hard for sure.
That's me doing that. But, you know, it's like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I think to have kind of that variety of like what you're doing and not being able to do like new things. We were talking to Mark Groves today, and like that ability to like do new things together is kind of like sexy because mm-hmm. you're learning things about each other and it kind of just feels new in general. So not being able to do that in quarantine is very interesting.
Yes. Totally. Yeah. And it's like, you can't miss the other person.
Yes.
Like, let me miss you.
Yeah. And there's no magnetism. You know, there's magnetism when you're not with each other. Like mm-hmm. it creates that like pull. But it's just like now you're always just like walking by each other. You just see, you know, you're in the kitchen. You just like.
You're like, you still smell.
Honestly. Just like doing all the things. So yeah, you guys have just been thriving the whole time.
It's been pretty, like, I hate to be that person. I'm like, yeah, it's been pretty good.
I can totally see that. I think you're so easy.
Oh, we're both very, very easy. And then also, like, we love, like, we had just moved into our new house. And, like, we, for the first time, I mean, we lived in New York, we lived in LA, we had, like, the tiniest spaces. Like, we could just disappear to, like, our own floors, which we usually do during the day. You know, like, we're working really hard in quarantine, too. So he's in his world, I'm in my world. We're on different areas. And, like, by the end of the day, I'm like, oh, this is nice. We get to, like, cook dinner together. We get to, like, horrifyingly watch the news together. Honestly, like, but it was kind of, you know, it was good. It was like, it worked out. I just think, obviously it wasn't the most ideal scenario, but I think
the space helps.
Being in Nashville. Lot.
So wait, you have two floors?
You bracket like,
humble brag,
literally. Boyfriend's good, you have two floors. Got it.
Two floors and multiple bathrooms. I think that's the big
thing. Dude, honey.
That's the big thing.
That is our next thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This morning I was like, dude, we need a fucking another bathroom.
Another bathroom will change your whole relationship.
I say straight up.
Yeah. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Just like, because you have privacy again?
Privacy, you can like, I don't know about you guys, but like I disappear into my bathroom. I could be there for like 2 to 3 hours
at
a time doing my like whole routine. Plucking things, like getting in there. And like, I don't need somebody like
commenting on it.
Commenting or like walking in when I'm like doing something,
Totally. Plucking something weird.
Yeah. So it's like it's a nice way to unwind. I don't know. Yes. I love it.
I totally just lock yourself in your bathroom. That's how you unwind. Yeah. That's like quarantine unwinding.
Wait, you guys don't do that?
Honestly.
Oh, man.
Sharing a bathroom with a dude, too, has its challenges.
100%.
Yeah, what's been the most horrifying?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a couple. But Brandon, he doesn't respect towels.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
This is like an actual problem for us in general. He's getting better. But like, he doesn't like, you know, you have your towels. You might have your hair towel, your body towel. Regardless of the usage of the towel, you hang it up. Because if there's water on it, it's going to mold. Like, Brandon will take a sopping wet towel and like put it on the ground and like leave it there for 2 weeks at a time. He's like, why isn't this dry? And I'm like, oh my God. What do you mean? Like, how have you gotten this far in life? I don't understand. So we're learning new things. He's receptive. But yeah, the disrespect with the towels, that was hard in the beginning.
That's hilarious. That's an easy one.
That's an easy one.
You know why, dude? That is like so clear. You know, moms pick up those towels and hang them up.
Yeah,
you know, mom was right behind that little butt.
He's like, huh?
Yeah, he's like, what's a towel? I don't know towel. And literally just like he hangs it. Like how, that's such a mom thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's my man's mom was angel. Sweet Angel did everything for this, my sweet angel.
I discovered Sean clips his toenails and like sits on the toilet to poop at the same time. Like
sexy.
It's one of the
wow.
times. And I heard him clipping. I was like, okay, fine. Let's just make sure it's going somewhere that we can collect them. And then I like walked in. I was like,
that's kind of like, you know, guys, multi-purpose.
Guys love to multitask when they're pooping.
Really? Oh yeah.
Well, I'm so quick. I like, I'm like, dun, dun, I'm same. Done. I don't even have time to like
it's
check
like
an email.
It's like coming out.
Yeah.
One, I'm like, totally. Today I was like, I have to go. He's like, okay. And I sat down. And he's like, okay, let me leave first. I'm like, I'm already done. Like, honestly, I'm already done. Like,
exactly.
You're
so
fine.
Much fiber.
So much fiber.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to get on the fiber supplements you guys are
It's magnesium, baby. Magnesium makes you real red.
Okay, so a lot of you have been DMing me about designing or decorating your space. I take so much pride. I'm not a professional whatsoever, but I take so much pride in creating a space that I just love, that feels like me. And Article is a tried and true brand that I'm always looking at when I'm wanting to just curate a space. So Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. Really, really easy. Their team of designers focus on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. And it's like a modern aesthetic, mid-century, Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian. Like, they have it all. And they are timeless pieces that you will have for a long time. The quality is no joke. It's so good. And the prices are fair. You save up to like 30% over traditional retail prices. And they're able to keep those prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. It's awesome. So I would highly, highly recommend Article. Right now, I'm eyeing the Teroy Ivory Boucle chair. Okay, I need you guys to tell me what you think. It's so yummy. I love it. I want like two to create a little like conversation center. Yeah, it's really cute. But they have sofas, tables, chairs, bedroom furniture, outdoor furniture, storage. Like, they got you. So check it out. article.com/almost30 to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. That's article.com/almost30. And the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's $50 off your purchase of $100 or more. article.com/almost30. Okay, listen up. This is our tried and true magnesium supplement. If there's one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. We've talked about it ad nauseum on the pod, just how important magnesium is to our health, our digestion, recovery, rest. I love magnesium so much. I take it every single night. It's the master mineral. It has over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. And I didn't know this, but magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s, which explains why it's estimated that up to 80% of the population may be deficient. So we got to pay attention to this. And Bio-Optimizers has Mag Breakthrough, which has all 7 critical forms of magnesium, which a lot of supplements do not. So I'm really excited about what Bio-Optimizers is doing. They are the makers of industry-leading digestive supplements. Check them out. But yeah, their Mag Breakthrough is my ultimate. I have 2 bottles of it at all times just in case I run out. So you can go to magbreakthrough.com/almost30. That's magbreakthrough.com/almost30. And you can get an additional 10% off from the normal package price with coupon code almost30. So check it out. magbreakthrough.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 for 10% off the normal package price.
That's when we were in New York living together for 2 years, not Justin didn't hear, see a fucking thing, not anything.
How?
And I was never home. Mm. I was working out so much. I was like, and in New York, it's like, you have to leave for your whole life.
Yeah.
You pack your bag to exactly. leave. You literally pack a weekend bag every day you
yep.
leave.
Yep.
So I'd leave at like 5, go work out, go to work, go work out, go meet someone. So I was never home. Didn't see a thing. We moved to LA. It's like, he's like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, what is like different? Like, how did
what
this happen?
Did that come out
That's
of?
Like his favorite like topic of conversation. Like every day he'll be like, I mean, I just can't believe 2 years I didn't see anything and now here we are. He's like, here we are and you fucking reek.
Do you like go with the door open?
No, I try not to, but with freaking you can't share, like we're just always talking to each other. I don't try. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't care that much about it. Brandon, for some reason, like that's like sacred to him. He's like, we will not, like, I'll try to go into the, like, enter his bathroom while he's peeing. And he's like, no.
I love that. He's like, don't see my penis.
When Sean was first here, he would like knock on the door when I was pooping. He's like, can I come in? I'm like, no, why?
Yeah, honestly.
He's like, I just like want to see you like this. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I'm pooping though. Like, why? He's like, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen you pooping. I'm like, no, this is actually one thing you're not going to like bear witness to.
Yeah. Thank you. Keep our secrets.
Thank you so much.
I thought that too. It's so weird how everything happens that you like don't think is going to happen. You know, when you're younger, you're like, he will never hear me fart. You know, and then you're like, he will never.
That's such like a milestone in your relationship.
Know that I poop. There's so many. And then you date for like whatever many years, like however many. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was dating my college boyfriend that we dated for a long time in college and then out. And I remember being with his sister who was older, and I found out that she farted in front of her fiance, and I honestly was like, I was on the floor. I was like, oh my God, like, whoa. I couldn't believe. I was like, she what? He knows that she like fucking has gas. Like, I was like blown away. That's how programmed I was. I'm like, what? And now so I was like, whatever, dude.
Ripping.
I'm still like not okay with it though.
I know.
It's the worst when you think it's going to be like a silent one. Totally. And then you have to like look him dead in the eye. Like,
totally. It wasn't my bad. Dog.
Totally. Yes.
Oh my God.
But another thing too about like in your third or like going the 30s, it's like not wanting to go out. Like we went out to dinner last night, the second time I've been out this year.
Wow.
And oh my gosh, I'm 100 years old. We went out to dinner. We got the check. Guess how much for three people?
$300.
Yes.
Really?
No.
$300. Yeah. We had to get a gift certificate. For some reason, another, I'm 100 years old. We had a gift certificate as well. Thank God. But I was just like, I'm sick to my stomach.
Dude, I know.
It's stupid. It's like stupid money.
I had this weird, like, I had this weird assumption that things would be like on sale during quarantine. I'm like,
preach, honey.
I'm like, why I'm like, is the everything world's ending. Still the same price. Why is, why? What was that? What's like one thing that I'm like, oh my God, it's the same price. I have to think about it.
I couldn't believe it too. I'm like, I think they increased the prices.
Yeah.
Which respect, like restaurants need to stay open, all this stuff. Yeah. But like, you know, and happy to support. But it was just like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much money you spend just
like being alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being out. I'm like,
I know.
That's what's nice about quarantine is like you realize I'm like, holy shit, I don't need like half of the things that I spend money on. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. You know what I've cut down so much of my spending on? Workouts.
Same, honey.
I've been doing so many at-home workouts. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
Like I've been spending like $40 to go out for an hour when I could have just done this shit in my garage. Like this is wild.
It's so crazy. We've been talking about that. It's so crazy.
Yeah, the workout game.
Because then when you go to the workout, you get the water or the juice or you see the thing and you're like, oh, I need that. Like
or parking.
Parking.
Driving, getting parking.
Forgot my mat.
And workouts for some reason are, you know, $35. Like not all, but you know, a lot of times the boutique ones in LA were expensive, like $20, $35 for one class. I'm so thankful that I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walks are free.
Yeah, walks are free.
For now.
Also nails. Haven't got my nails done in freaking 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I made the mistake of in Nashville, salons opened up. So I went and got my nails done. I'm like, I'm going to get a gel manicure. Really go for it. And then everything closed down again. So now I have claws. Like I have straight up like grown out claws.
They look great from afar. But
from afar, yeah. The trick is I painted over them. Oh. Up close, it's like a Monet situation. Like up close and personal, big old mess. So bad.
Yeah, I was tempted and then I was like, no.
Yeah.
Stick to
my
your
toes
guns.
Are like, I'm barely hanging on polish.
It's like right at the last.
It's literally at the last part of the tip. And it's like some like lilac purple color from spring of 2019. And they're just so busted. But I like it. Also, I get Dermaplane. I shave my face, but I just bought my own razors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shaving my own face.
I never like understood the dermaplaning situation.
Mm.
Do you love it?
Mm.
No, I don't know why I thought that was
interesting. She's perfect.
I don't understand why people like, you don't have like,
I don't really understand.
You don't have whiskers?
Yeah, honestly. No, I mean,
a girl would do that.
I have a full mustache, but like, I didn't know. Like,
it just makes your, so like when you look at celebrities in pictures, the reason why their skin is, not the reason. One of the reasons why their skin looks so flawless is because they've shaved their face as well. So makeup sits better, product goes in better, and it just makes your face look a different type of clear and healthy that I didn't know was possible.
And it
it's
also
weird.
Does like
exfoliate too.
Yeah, it's an exfoliating.
Yeah.
Does it like grow back? Like,
no.
Okay.
No.
No.
Because that's my thing. I'm like,
I haven't had it in a while.
The mustache situation comes in like every 3 days. I'm like, I don't.
And the Dermaplane razor is just like a really nice razor. Hmm. So you have to put like an oil on and then you just like shave it up and it looks like baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea.
It is.
Amazon? Where'd you go?
Amazon.
Cool.
Love it.
Just kidding. Not Amazon. JK, not Amazon. What is your biggest learning from this year?
Ah, oh, man. Biggest learning from this year, that's probably like that you, I am somebody who am pretty regimented and like plan, you know, I'm always like focused on, you know, okay, what's going on? Like, what's my plan for like 2-3 months down the road? You guys are laughing. I feel like,
no, it's just, I love you.
You guys, I know this is like off brand, but I swear I'm actually, no, I'm usually like pretty focused on like not what I'm doing in the moment, but like what's happening like 2-3 months down the road.
Anxiety's fun.
Yeah. Like even on, for the podcast I was working on, like before all this shit blew up, I was like, spending my time like doing all these interviews and all this shit so that like when the season came out, like it was done. And then like literally like the week before I launched is like when everything shut down. I'm like, cool. All these episodes that I recorded like make zero sense now.
Yes.
Mm. You know, like nobody wants to like...
We know the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. No one like wants to be inspired to like, you know, it was like the certain inspiration episodes of... I don't know, just like inspiration to try something new or whatever, if it was in that vein, felt off because it's like everyone's kind of hunkering down. Like we need to just like...
And I feel like people were just taking in very specific news and information and anything outside of that, they're like, I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't. I don't have brain space.
Totally.
Yeah. Those overwhelming. First few weeks, man, so wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think back to. But I mean, that was just my biggest thing. I was like, I need to like focus less on planning because you cannot control... You cannot control everything. Mm-hmm. So that's been an interesting lesson, is like letting go of the grips of control.
What did you do about your episodes?
I banked a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then I basically just started like scrapping together episodes that like made sense. Like, you know, like talking to people that I was interested in and being like, let's get on Zoom and record an episode really quick. So it went from me having like this whole bank of episodes and being like easy peasy, like rolling them out smoothly, to every week scrambling to get like a relevant episode out. So
it was, that was this year in being in our industry.
Yeah.
Or, you know, actually, no, there's tons of industries that have had to shift, but I know particularly for us and for you, it's like, because we're there's just a cultural element that we have to be sensitive to, you know, as it relates to the community. So it's like for when COVID happened, we had to change our content. When like, you know, all these sort of things are happening, you have to change and adjust your content to support people in that way. And it's like, it's just been hard for us to get ahead because we are pivoting all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's like this whole year has been so retroactive. And then it's hard to like actually... do, I mean, you guys like run your own business too. It's like hard to like really get on top of actual that sort of thing when you're just like trying to just get your shit done every week. It's wild.
And I know you had to postpone your wedding.
Yeah.
How was that like?
That was rough, dude. Because that was another thing. I'm like, okay, everything just kind of felt like it was on fire. And I know a lot of people listening can probably relate to that. Cause like then the podcast was like, okay, I have to figure this out. And then the wedding was just this big, like overwhelming cloud over us the whole time. Cause we didn't know, you know, when things started, our wedding was in July. Yeah, July. So this was back in March when everything happened. We were like, there's no way this is still going to be crazy in July. Like this might be like a couple weeks, maybe a month. And then the time goes on and it's just this uncertainty of it was so overwhelming. And like a wedding, planning a wedding is just, everyone says it's a full-time job. Like it kind of is.
You're a planner?
I do. Okay. I have a remote planner, which has been really, really helpful. But actually, in the beginning, I didn't. I was like, I can do this.
Isn't that so? Yes. Bless.
Can't do this. Cannot do this.
I know.
Learn something about myself. Absolutely worst logistics person ever. So luckily, she was really helpful. But just the uncertainty of everything. And then also, you know, planning a wedding, your whole family's involved, like friends. Like I was getting messages every single day. So like, what do you think you're going to do? Should we book our hotel? Should we book our flights? Should we cancel our flights? Like every day.
Annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. So finally, we kind of gave ourselves a timeline where like by May, you know, things are still not looking good. Like we have to decide we're going to do it or we have to decide we're not going to do it. Because we actually still had quite a bit of planning to do. The last like, four or five months leading up to a wedding is like really game time. So May came around and we did like our whole pro-con list. And we were like, dude, let's scrap it. And it was... instantly the biggest relief I think I've ever had. Yeah.
Good.
Krista, what's going on with your wedding?
Yeah, ours is still happening.
Yeah.
May, did you get your
well, I haven't been home.
Okay, not an invite, but you got the mailing thing for the address?
I don't think so.
Check your freaking email.
Yeah, check your email, you bitch.
Problems. Jesus.
Well, also, I said the wrong date in the email. So my mom was quick to say that to me. And I was like, I know. That's for rehearsal in case people are invited to that. So I sent the whole email. I was like, hey, guys, you know, like, give me your email for the thing. Like, here's the date. I'm pretty sure I have. You know what? Actually, I actually got a bounce back because I put your info at Big Promise email.
Oh, yeah. And it's the Big.
Yes.
Everybody messes that up. I'm convinced that I would have $1 million contracts that people are trying to give me. Like, they just missed that the, you know?
Dude, same. And I was like, hey guys, it's this date, like 2021. My mom's like, hey, I think the date's wrong unless you're having it on Friday.
And I was like, I love that unless you're having it on Friday.
And I was like, well, for a lot of, and I, of course, like literally couldn't, so like
in Mexico, it is.
Honestly, I couldn't like be wrong to my mom. So I was like, well, a lot of people are flying in on Friday. So they need to have the weekend to be there. Like instead of just being like to my mom, like, oh yeah, my bad. I'm like, no.
Good catch.
I had to double down.
Yeah. You're going to change your whole wedding to be on a Friday.
Literally, so that I'm right. Dude, that actually sounds like a fucking great idea. But of course, it's like the first thing, you know, a mom would say.
Totally.
Instead of, like, at least my mom would be like, instead of being like, wow, you know, my youngest daughter is getting married. What a wonderful weekend of celebration and joy. It's like, wrong date. Try again.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Legit. I'm like, dude, and no one else even noticed. Like, people won't even totally fucking notice. And they're probably like, yeah, of course she would do that.
That's so funny. But my mom, the whole time, she's been like, not the most supportive mother of the bride either.
My mom, yes.
And she's just like, so just get married. Like, what are you doing? She's like, just get married. Like, have a couple kids. Like, who needs this, the actual wedding? And I'm like,
That's hilarious. My mom's like, she's like, my only thing is like, actually, she's been chill about it, but she's always been like, I want you to get married in a vineyard. I'm like, I don't even really drink.
Super chill, but just do the wedding how vibe.
Yeah, she's like, I want you to get married in a vineyard. But, oh, I was thinking.
You should invite her to your wedding.
Honestly, mom.
Yeah, literally. She'll be like, oh. Like when she sees the dress, she'll be like, oh, you know, I didn't expect it was going to be like that. But, you know, I love it. It looks great on you. Like my mom to a T, like, wow, you know, that dress is like, wow, that's really something. I didn't expect it. But like, yeah, it looks great on you.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I had a dress.
It's my life.
I had a dress that I really liked. And I sent it to my mom. I'm like, I think I found it. And her response was,
honey, my life. You want to show that much skin? Okay, it looks great. I mean, whatever. So it's not, it's all yours.
I literally was like, okay, well, I'm not going to get this dress anymore. And when I do find the dress, I'm not going to show it to you.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm not showing it to anyone.
Yeah.
And it's not like you just said like, hey, what do you think of this dress? You were like, I think I found the dress. I absolutely love it. What do you think?
Here's the stipulations. Yeah. Like, this is important. Here's my thing. I love this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you need to love it too.
Yeah.
But you got your dress quick. You went to Kleinfeld's.
I did. I went to like 7 places.
Did you find it at Kleinfeld's?
I did find it at Kleinfeld's.
Were you on the show?
I wasn't on the show, but I did like a social media takeover. And like Randy, do you guys watch
Stay Out of the Dress? Mm-hmm. It's honestly one of my favorite shows I've ever.
It is a masterpiece.
It's iconic.
Yeah. Randy was there. We did the whole thing. Well, they also like, I think, pump. You know, like when you're in a casino and you're like, wow, I don't know how it's 8 a.m. Like they pump shit in the air vents.
Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Kleinfeld's is like I'm that. Obsessed.
It's probably like Victoria's Secret like perfume. Yeah.
Totally.
Like something, or like Bath & Body Works, like something like really.
There's a lot of oxygen.
There's a lot of oxygen.
I didn't blink like once. I was in that appointment for like 3 hours. Like, let's do this.
Literally.
Yeah.
They're playing like Girls Just Want to Have Fun like repeatedly on the thing. Also too, at Kleinfeld's, like Say Yes to the Rest is such a genius concept because it's like the same storyline every time. It's like mom doesn't really like the dress, or like one of the people is like going against the grain against the dress. And that's the whole concept.
Yeah,
but not like, everyone in the party's happy.
It's so good every time, though.
So good every time. Because it's one of those where you're like, oh, yeah, I love that trumpet style. You know, you like kind of talk about it. You're like, oh.
Or she's a difficult bride.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, things are challenging enough these days, so seeing a doctor should not be. I recently started to use PlushCare, which provides primary and urgent health care through virtual appointments. It's been really awesome in the comfort of my own home. Scheduling an appointment, even for the same day, is super easy, and I basically just pick a slot that works for me and I book online, so I don't waste time on hold, on like, you know, hold time or sitting in a crowded waiting room, none of that. And with my PlushCare membership, it's so awesome. I can basically get diagnosed, treated, and even have a prescription sent to my local pharmacy if needed, all within minutes. And if I have questions before or after my visit, I can send unlimited messages to my care team anytime. And they accept most major insurance carriers and is available in all 50 states. So it's really, really convenient and accessible. So I can imagine that with everything being very different and difficult and unknown, if you're feeling anxious, depressed, or stressed about what's going on in the world, and I get it, Plush doctors are here to help by discussing treatment options and providing prescriptions as needed if you need that. Yeah, I'm just really, really impressed with PlushCare. So if you'd like to try it, you can start your membership today by going to plushcare.com/almost30 to start your free 30-day trial. That's PlushCare.com/almost30 for a free 30-day trial. Y'all, this is a good one. I just spent a little bit of time on Public Goods, their website. Yo, I just stocked myself up and it was so freaking affordable. This is your one-stop shop for affordable, sustainable, healthy household products, basically from like home and personal care to premium pantry staples. This is all in one place and it's good for the globe. Okay, this is important. We need to be very mindful of how we are consuming and spending our money. Public Goods basically searches the whole world to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products like sulfate-free shampoo, hand sanitizer, and tree-free paper products for us to consume. And it's so affordable. Let me tell you what I just put in my bag. I'm literally looking at my bag right now. I got bamboo wet wipes. I love a wet wipe, guys. It'll change your life. I got a lavender and vanilla scented candle and there's no shit in it. It's literally so clean. I just love this brand. Knowing what's in your products and where they come from is super important. And these small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on our personal health and the world at large. I love it because they use a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to us, the customers. And best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation at all. They plant one tree for every order placed, and they have planted over 100,000 trees since September of 2019. So for our listeners, we're really, really excited. We worked out an exclusive deal just for Almost 30 listeners. Receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They are so confident that you will absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. So just go to publicgoods.com/almost30 or use the code almost 30 at checkout. That is PublicGoods.com/almost30 to receive $15 off your first order.
I got my dress and I didn't blink and I like signed the paperwork there. And then I walked out and I was like, wait, holy shit. Do I even like that dress?
That's like, what I would be like.
Really? Yeah. And ever since then, I've had some like a little bit of, oh God, I don't know if I made the right call. And before all of this happened, you know, 2020 happened, I kept going back. I think I'm going to keep looking for a dress. Now I'm like, I don't even care. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Honestly, I liked That's it when I put it on. Like, I'm like, I'm so over it at this point.
I'm very decisive. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, we're going to have it in Cabo. I like, you know, like, or we're going to have it wherever, here. Mm-hmm. Here. Look at these two options, this. You know, I'm not like going on Pinterest, like losing myself with all the options. Because that's when you could probably get sad.
Yeah.
Is that whole thing. I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can be very overwhelming.
Yes. But yeah, I'm excited. So ours is just going as normal. I don't really know.
Good. And yeah, I think by next spring, you'll be okay.
Fine. Yeah.
I hope so, man.
I hope so too. But it is interesting because like I do have moments of being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have even started planning, you know, and just like kind of taken this as an opportunity to elope. Do you know what I mean?
This is the opportunity really of all.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to my friend from Chicago last night, and she's like, and I was like, oh, I kind of feel like, she's like, I know you're what you're going to say. I'm like, what? She's like, that you aren't the type to be having the wedding that you're having. And I'm like, yeah, I actually feel like that. Because my whole life before, I was like, oh, whatever, dude. I'm going to like elope or like, you know, I would just say all these things. I was kind of like anti-wedding. But it was really more of the belief I never thought I could have the wedding that I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing. I was like, oh, I don't think I'll ever be have enough money to have a wedding that I want. Not that, you know, I'm getting everything I want now. But it is interesting to be like, oh, I'm actually doing the thing of it.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like someone that I want to feel different.
Yeah,
you know?
I know what you mean.
And then just be like, all right, I'm doing the process.
It's it's crazy. I feel like there's been a lot of people have eloped and that's been great. And people have asked me, like, why don't you just go get married? Like, my mom, every time my doctor likes to ask that question. But I think we're almost similar in this way that, like, I don't really like a lot of things. Like, I'm not like a big, I don't spend money on a lot of stuff, but we're both, me and my fiance, we're big experience people. Like, we love experiences. And, like, a wedding is one of the biggest experiences of your life. It's the only time we have families across the country that we're ever going to have all of our families together. All of our friends from the different states that we've lived together. It is like a pretty magical once in a lifetime, hopefully once in a lifetime experience, you know?
So. Yes, that's what I said too. And I'm like, I don't want to deny myself the opportunity to be with people I love in that way. Like, and that's really what it felt like for me was if I didn't, I would deny myself that experience.
It's so special to be like celebrated by all the people that you love. And they're like so happy to be there to celebrate you. It's like a very... I can imagine just a very cool feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. That you won't forget.
Yeah. I'm into it. We did have, so my actual, like my would be wedding date just passed. Brandon surprised me. We did like a whole, he did like a surprise dinner, which was at our venue because we were at our venue for that week. We had it like booked. So we were just going to go. And I was really sad the whole day. And because I was like, oh, we're here. Like I see the way the sunset looks. Like the weather was perfect, you know, the whole day. So, he did this whole surprise thing for me. And one thing I do on that note, I realized, because like you're excited for people to celebrate you, but we had a couple friends there and everyone like went around and said like a couple, you know, nice things about us. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable. Like I hate like sitting there while people are like giving you compliments and like saying nice things. I'm just like, oh.
Totally.
Finger guns.
400 cards at my apartment that have never been opened.
We meet once a year and I read them all to her.
Literally, she reads them to me. Honestly, it's a problem. I'm going to make myself... I'm going to be at my wedding like talking the whole time. I want the microphone the whole time. I'm like, hey, everybody. Yeah. Like,
I actually have thought that. I'm like,
you
want to
talk, you can't talk.
Honestly, this is my speech.
This is my show. I know, I would much rather give a speech and then like, you know, scrap all the other speeches. Like, yes. I'm good.
I love speeches. They're my favorite part of weddings.
Really?
It's usually entertaining.
It's
and
so
very,
entertaining.
And it's either really sweet or really weird.
And emotional or like, it's interesting because the other parts are cute and fun, but like, I don't know, it's just like dancing or whatever. I just love like the, I'm like, oh, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about this couple? Like, I want to hear more about their story. Like, I love that.
Have you ever seen a really bad one though?
Yes. Of course.
Definitely.
I'm trying to think of like a
it's usually like the groom's either best man or like their best man or like best friend who comes after the best man.
Yes.
Well, we were at a wedding at one point.
Yeah, I remember which one you're talking about.
And it was literally just like the dudes ragging on each other. Like the dudes in the room. So it was like a conversation between them and everyone was like, Like you didn't really know where to laugh because it was actually like some like serious digs, but then like some jokes, but it was all between them. I was like, I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
It was like that time Tanner woke up with his underwear on his head and we're all like, okay. Like,
totally.
It was just inside jokes and it was such a miss in that way.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
I've seen, there was one speech that I remember seeing. It was like the first wedding I ever went to and it was the brother of the groom. And it was just, what made it so amazing is that you almost didn't know if it was going to be good. And then he fucking like tied it all together.
Oh,
and it was so profoundly beautiful and emotional. And it was like, everyone was like on edge. They're like, oh my God, I don't know if this is going to suck or if this is going to be amazing. And then it all got tied together in this beautiful way. And it was like, oh, wow. Like I still think about it, like, wow, that was such a good tie-in of how they knew each other. You know, it was like,
good.
Yeah.
I've seen ones like delivered so drunkenly that like you're like, I can't follow.
Honestly.
It's just like the tension in the air. Ugh, it's just so uncomfortable.
At my cousin's wedding, the best man was like, John, you could have picked a better woman. But he was like so wasted. He like meant to say you couldn't. Have picked,
no
you
know way. What I mean?
And that started it. And we were just like,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
It's all good. So good.
Did he stick the landing?
Nah. No, it was just kind of like floating from there. And we were,
oh my gosh.
Then people start to hum and like talk and then drown him out.
Oh,
yeah.
So
bad. There's one, I have good friends. We went to their wedding recently and the groom is one of our friends and he's actually very, very, very feminine. He's like not masculine at all. And the dad is super masculine. Like, so the dad was like talking in the wedding. He was like, you know, when my daughter first brought home her, you know, my future son-in-law, I was so excited because I heard he was from St. Louis. So I was like, all right, we're going to go hunting. We're going to go fishing. He's like, and now, you know, my son-in-law goes and gets his nails done with my wife, like most frequently. And he was just like going on and ragging. And like, they're such a couple that can laugh at each other. And so it was like so enjoyable to like have everyone make fun of each other and just really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a good roast.
Yeah. It was a good roast.
Yeah.
It was a good roast.
Dude, this is fun.
I know, honestly. What are you looking forward to right now?
I am looking forward to, I'm in between podcast season. So I am getting ready for the next season, which is night. I'm probably making the same mistake twice. I'm like, wow, this really didn't work the first time that I did this, where I went ahead of time and did a bunch of recordings, but I'm going to give it another whirl.
Give it a
whirl.
We'll
see. So just like giving myself a little bit more leeway and more of a runway for next season. So I'm doing recordings right now, but I'm off the air. So I'm not worried about like other episodes. And I can actually just like relax.
Yeah.
Which is very strange. Like I had actually built out all this time around my wedding. I was like, I'm getting married and then we're probably going to do like a month honeymoon. So I booked my whole year around taking this time off and now I'm actually in it and we don't have anything planned.
Right.
So we're going to do like a little cross country road trip, like just the two of us and our dog. And like, we have a couple stops we want to do, but we're going to kind of play it by ear. And it's just like, neither one of us has just taken like a true, just super chill vacation like this before. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I love that. Where was your honeymoon going to be?
We hadn't planned that far yet, but we talked about a couple places. We wanted to do like part romantic and then like part adventure. Yes. So we wanted to do like Spain and then like potentially like shoot up to like Turkey.
Cool.
I'm
dying to go to Turkey.
Yeah. I've never been. Really. Same. To go.
That sounds so dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
A month in Turkey though. Okay.
No, not a full month. Not a full month.
Okay.
She's like, Turkish.
Honestly, yeah. Literally like, okay.
And I say that and like literally watch me not go to either one of those places 100%. For our honeymoon. We're gonna go to like,
you're going to like
Costa Rica.
Net.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to Costa Rica. Oh my God. So true.
How can people find you if they don't already know you?
Oh, if they don't already know me, they should come check me out on Instagram. I'm constantly making jokes about my own life.
It's great for the people in the 30s. You make 30s jokes 24/7. 20s and 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my fave.
I'm living it. So that's what I like to do. So come find me on Instagram at Big Kid Problems. Come check out the podcast. It's a lot of fun. I take the jokes that I make on Instagram and we bring in experts to help solve the big kid problems, which is really fun. You two have been on the show. I think you guys are my most, the people who I've had on the podcast the most. You've been on 3 episodes.
You could say most downloaded too.
Yeah. Yeah.
we'll say that for you. Yeah. I wanted to find that thing we retweeted of yours the other day. Oh yeah, it was like true friends will be with you through the natural deodorant like transition phase, which
that's
was
true.
Amazing.
So damn true. Doesn't work, but we wear it.
I know, honestly. I think it does. So you can listen to our episodes on the pod and you can find her everywhere. She's one of our faves. We love you.
Thank I love you, for you guys. Yeah, thanks we love for you. Having me.
Of course.
So fun. All right. See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
That was so much fun. Thank you, Sarah. You can find Sarah at Big Kid Problems on Instagram and her podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Big Kid Problems podcast. And thanks so much to the sponsors for this episode. Article, our favorite furniture, bio-optimizers, get your magnesium supplement. Plush Care is great for finding a doctor and having a virtual appointment. Public Goods for all of that sustainable Home Goods.
Yeah, I love their body wash. I love their olive oil. Mm-hmm. They have amazing things for home. So thank you so much to our sponsors. You can find us on Instagram and all social platforms at Almost 30 Podcast. We have video now on YouTube, which is amazing. We have courses and programs for your evolution on topics around spirituality and wellness at Shop Almost 30. We have conscious apparel at Shop Almost 30. And for anyone that wants to launch, grow, or make money from their podcast, Your Podcast Pro is the spot. I'm on Instagram at It's Krista.
I'm at Lindsay Simsek. And we really appreciate you being here. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. See you soon.
Bye.